Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to get started in a second. What a night. What a night. I am so excited about this show. Paul, just call back in, buddy. If you can hear me on the speakers. Sorry, I was having a busy single. I don't know if Blog Talk is more than what happens, but here, I'm going to get us some music just to start us out, and we'll just get back.
I never promised you a ray of light. I never promised there'd be sunshine every day. I'll give you everything I have, the good, the bad. Why do you put me on a pedestal? I'm so up high that I can't see the ground below. So help me down, you got it wrong. I don't belong there.
I got to Cherry, and I'm like, okay, it's not my telephone. And so I'm a little anxious right now. Coach Wade's going to be joining us tonight. We got maybe some other surprises calling on tonight. Yes, tomorrow night, don't forget, two-year anniversary. I believe there is somebody in the chat room that came to the first show, too. And and some of you guys don't know her. And her name is Tempest Eyes. She's a good friend of mine from reality TV, from soap operas. We met a long time ago. I've probably known her longer than anybody on the internet. But anyways, she was probably at the first show. So definitely think that. Let me do this. I think that's Ben's phone number. Paul, you're not screening them.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'll pick it up. Let's start with Cherry. Say hello.
Hi, Ron. Happy anniversary.
Paul, I went ahead and picked him up. Ben, is that you, buddy? Okay, we're still having some technical difficulties. People are.
Brian,
Paul,
did you get
Paul's
me?
Yeah, I got you. I heard you.
Okay.
And thank you for the anniversary. I'm just getting. I was just explaining to him why. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
I said don't think you could do that because I knew it was by his number. So listen. And hey, let's really tonight. Let's have a great show, guys. Cherries, I did hear what you said, and I'm just trying to do three things at once. Paul, say hello to the chat room, and he's going to be screening our calls again tonight.
Hi, chat room, BB Boston. I know who your favorite's probably going to be, Big Wig. And welcome, Tempt Eyes. I don't know how to pronounce your chat name, but it's good to have you back.
Ben, say hello to everyone, too, while you're up here.
Oh, am I up?
Yeah, you're up.
Hello, everyone. I'm lost in Boston.
You're lost in Boston.
I am totally lost in Boston. Ask BBB Boston, how the hell do I get out back to the turnpike? I'm on Commonwealth Avenue. I'm on Boylston Street.
BB Boston, did you hear that? Can you help him out? But anyways, we have a great show. And did you watch Survivor tonight, Ben?
I did not. I was actually meeting with Louie from The Amazing Race and Phil, the host of The Amazing Race, in Boston.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yep.
Was he there?
Yeah, everybody was there. Yep. And Phil has a movie where he pedaled across America for multiple sclerosis. And the movie's called The Ride. And I told Louis about it last week, and we made a point of meeting up for the movie. And we're going to try to get some sound bites from Phil, but he's so busy that I didn't end up getting any sound bites. But one cool part was he did a Q&A at the end of the movie, and there was a little kid sitting in front of us, and he raised his hand, and the kid's like, who was your favorite team on The Amazing Race? And without even skipping a beat, Phil's just like, oh, that had to be Louie, because you know, he's sitting right there. And you know,
hey,
everybody in the place looking.
I hate to cut the story short, Ben, but we have to get to our first guest of the night.
Go for it.
And I was kind of hoping you would speak a little faster, but we didn't have to have Kevin sitting there twiddling his thumbs over there.
Bring him up.
Some pop rocks. But
from my favorite season
show,
ever.
Welcome to the show, Kevin. Welcome
to
the show, Kevin. You're on live.
Ron.
You're on live Red Reality Show. And
how are you
thank
doing?
Thank you for calling in. I'm doing terrible tonight. Right now, I'm about ready to have a heart attack again. Not a heart attack again, because I had but it's killing me right now because when I called into the show, I had a busy single. And it was like 3 minutes before the show. So, yes, I'm stressing over here. So I'm trying to calm down. But
okay,
how are you doing?
Breathe with me. Take a deep breath in.
Oh, all right.
And breathe out.
All right, Ted. All right,
okay, either that or let's smoke a blunt really quick. If you need to smoke a blunt, hook it up because
no, I got
want
my
you to
oxygen.
Stress out.
I got my oxygen going, but it's not helping me at all tonight. So,
okay.
Hey,
who's
Kevin,
just talking right now? Who's
that?
That
was
just
Ben.
Ben.
Me.
Oh.
From Boom Boom Room. The guy that contacted you, actually. For
how
us.
Are you, Ben?
Good. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good.
I
Ron,
tell him
Ron
I got lost in Boston.
Oh, God.
I know you didn't
get
to watch Survivor yet.
No, I'm not. I haven't.
You haven't
watched Survivor. It's going to be on in like 45 minutes for me.
Ah.
Okay, so we will not watch
really
Survivor
good?
Yet. Kevin, get yourself ready. Sit down through the whole show. The ending's going to make you. Let me tell you this much. I laughed so hard for Tribal Council tonight. It was my favorite show of all time. Survivor
Shut
first
it
show.
Down. Wow.
No, it was that good.
Wow.
It was high. Yeah, I mean, really, I'm being serious. They really set the standard high this year on Survivor, and the twists and turns that we see with them. I mean, we already know the Robin, you know, Russell twist, right? Let's say that twist helps us get a different type of show, and Redemption Island is going to be different. It's going to be a great season, and here's a question for you. Go ahead.
Well,
let me ask me yours.
Do the contestants know that this is Redemption Island, or do they just like just bring it on them when they show up?
They know it when they come and they split the tribes, and then he brings up Robin.
Oh, I love the reaction shots. I can't wait to see that because I love like when people are shocked.
Yeah. But
okay,
here's my question for you then, Kevin. What would take Big Brother to do the same kind of spicing up that Survivor's doing this year?
To give us a new fresh
Big Brother. I mean, what would really take it? I mean, it's been the same come dry, it seems like, but a lot of people said last season was kind of like a boring season because, I mean, they didn't have no really drama, there was not much going on. What would take Big Brother to maybe spice it up?
A redemption house.
You know what?
Doing their own thing too.
I think Big Brother, they did that. They had like a little tiny house on the side, and then people would like move into this tiny house, and then they do competitions there, and then whoever wins can move into the big house, I think. I think pretty much take cues from BB UK, use whatever they have done that's been successful, and use it in the USA version.
That's a good point. So I wanted to also talk before, we get too far in and we forget. How's Coach
coming on?
Going? It's in a few minutes. He's supposed to call in about 3 minutes, I think.
Pop Talk is doing good. Actually, right now I'm doing Tar Talk. The Amazing Race Talk with Superpass. So Superpass hired me to do Amazing Race recap. So I'm super excited about that. You can actually go on right now to Superpass's website to check out my little preview episode before the season actually begins this Sunday. So I'll be pretty much doing the same thing on Pop Talk, but with only the Amazing Race focus, since Pop Talk is going to be more about pop culture and the Tar Talk is going to be about only the Amazing Race. So that's what I've been pretty much up to.
So you're
going to
be...
Cool.
So are you doing both, or are you putting Pop Talk aside for a little bit?
I'm doing both. I'm still down. Lydia is trying to, like, work on getting some more pop culture people that she's more interested in. She's more interested in, like, these little bizarre, small subcultures. So if she can, you know, secure those... The hard part with these interviews-type shows, and I'm sure you know about this, is securing guests. Because it's, like, hard to track people down.
Really?
So,
No, I don't know nothing about that. No,
I do.
I've always had pretty good luck on it. But I understand what you're saying. I mean, there's guests I would love to have that I just can't, you know, you can't obtain. And I bet Lydia's going to find that out. You know, there's going to be people that she wants, and it's going to be hard for her to obtain because it's so hard to get through the walls.
Right,
you
especially
know what I mean?
If they're in the current season, they have this like CBS contract that like cock blocks them from doing any sort of interview. So,
you know what?
That's been the hard part.
I finally got my foot in that wall last year with Big Brother, and now I think with Tar and Survivor I can do it too. So I might have my foot in the wall there. So I'm lucky. You should be able to get your foot in the wall too. I mean, you should get a hold of. The people, they will do it. They will help you out. So I'm looking forward to the Tar Talk with you. It's going to be different, though. I know you've been a fan of Tar for probably all the seasons, right?
Oh, my God. Huge, ginormous fan. I'm a huge, ginormous fan of the big three on CBS, Survivor, Big Brother, and Amazing Race. Giant fan.
So are you going to bring guests in?
Yeah,
bring guests in too, like with Amazing Race.
Yeah, so it'll be, you know, various reality people talking about the current episode, ideally from The Amazing Race itself, the show itself. Maybe not from the current season because, you know, it's hard to get that, but at least, you know, people who are on the show. And there's so many behind-the-scenes stuff about that show that I just didn't know about because it's such a, you know, no wonder it got Emmy, it wins an Emmy because there's so much behind-the-scenes stuff that these people share with me. So I can't wait to share it with you guys.
No, I understand. I've had enough Amazing Racers, that's one of the shows that I, you know, did a lot of, and actually Louie has came up with a lots of background information that I didn't know, and you will find, and I do find that the Amazing Racers, they have a different kind of following though in a person.
I'm curious. I wonder if Coach says this too. Like, what type of following there is for Survivor versus The Amazing Races versus Big Brother? You know,
I can tell you with me. I can tell you with my numbers. You know, just if I announce Survivor, Amazing Race, or Big Brother, who do you think I get more people to come to the chat room for?
Survivor.
Wrong. It's you guys from Big Brother.
Big Brother?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, how
Big Brother
strange.
I'm always, Big Brother is always getting me more people into the chat room. I mean, if I say somebody from Big Brother's coming on, you know, usually I even have, even on an off season, and I've been doing this for 2 years now, I've noticed the numbers have always shot up better for Big Brother people. I think that's because the Amazing Race people are average age is a little older, and they're usually don't have the internet and they don't do the internet thing. And Survivor, I think they have their own little clique. Now, Big Brother people, as Lisa said in the chat room, they're obsessed with it. And, everything. So,
well, you know who I'm obsessed with? I'm obsessed with Coach. Can we gossip about Coach really quick? I think Coach is so freaking gorgeous, BT Dubs. I don't know what it is about him, but he has serious mojo, like serious mojo. And if he ever needs a ball boy or something like that, I will be his ball boy.
Yeah, I wish he was on the phone line yet.
you convey that message to him.
Find out where Coach is.
Yeah, I'll text him right away. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he was like, oh, my God, he can slay my dragon any day. Because I instantly loved him on his original season, you know. I liked him. Yeah. I don't know why some people thought he was kind of strange.
I personally am excited to talk to him, too.
Yes.
I thought he was funny. I thought he was funny, all I can say is my virgin gay ears are hurting.
I'm joking. Where does he live at? Does he live in, is he a California person?
Missouri.
Missouri? What the hell?
Oh.
Hey, why?
You know,
I'm going to get shot
if I don't give Cherry Garcia a chance to say hello to you and talk to you for a couple minutes. So, Cherry, make sure you say hello to Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Cherry. Can I pop your cherry, girl?
I absolutely just love you to death.
Oh, thank you. Is that your real name, by the way?
No, that's been my chat name since season 2 of Big Brother.
So
I took that on to Facebook, and that's what everybody calls me, so I brought it on to the show.
You haven't been watching.
You
didn't watch season 1.
In Vegas.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Did we meet Cherry?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Was I friendly or was I a total bitch? You can be honest, girl.
I've never seen you be a bitch.
I haven't.
Well,
say,
on
Kevin,
the show, maybe. But
you're one person. Wait, I want to say this real quick because he brought it up, and I want to say this. Kevin, you were one of the people that I didn't think you could be a bitch to anybody at Vegas. I really thought you were friendly always. I never saw you that way at all. There,
I didn't
know.
Either. He was so nice to everybody in person.
I got admired by meeting you. You just see really
Well, let me remind you about the live feed from season 11, you know. The bitchiness
just
come out.
I mean, you know what? I'll say this about season 11 even. I liked you on season 11. I just didn't like the people, a certain person you hung out with a little too much.
right?
And
did you guys already talk about season 12, Rachel and Brendan being engaged? OMFG?
Yeah.
Cray,
I gotta get back to Cherry. I interrupted her.
What do you think about Cherry?
That's okay. Pardon me?
What do you think of that, Cherry, Rachel and Brendan being engaged?
I think if she can keep him away from Skype and you know, I say the best to them, you know, if they're happy, God bless them, you know, let them do their thing and, you know.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. So,
you know why? Because Brendan is my opinion, freaking gorgeous. Ooh, yes, dishes.
I think Brendan should be banned from the computer. They should have no laptops or computers in the house. And if he's on the computer, he must be on the computer when Rachel are in the same room. And
oh my God! Like treat him like a 12-year-old. Like put the computer in the kitchen so like he can never check porn or whatever.
I don't think she should sign a prenup. You know, he's gonna, he's probably gonna be making some money once he gets through, you know, all his college and everything. So she shouldn't sign a prenup. And that way, if he does treat her badly down the road, you know.
You know why I think she was so quick to forgive him too? It's because he has a pretty penis.
Well, we've all been able to witness that.
Because you know I zoomed up on that picture, and I was like, wow, that's actually very pretty. So I can see why, you know, Rachel, turning a blind eye to that.
Well, I've been more than restrained here, but
go for it.
Are your ears bleeding?
Your turn.
No, Kevin, I just am hoping, like everybody else, I hope that they find happiness. That's what everybody wants. But I am still concerned that they're still wrapped up in this whole instant fame and TV thing, and I just hope that's not...
Preach,
you know,
preach.
Yeah.
I
also,
agree.
You know, I get a real quick chance here, Kevin. People are asking about where can we see Kevin's Super Pass show, and we've been telling them. I did watch it. You have such great talent in what you do. And by the way, I did hear that you got a promotion. Congratulations on that.
Nice.
And I just want to ask you, did you script those commercials at the beginning, or did Super Pass ask you to, if you can say?
Oh, did it told? I know. No, I totally did that on my own.
Way to go. They must have loved that. It was very well done. And, you know, I have to ask this. How did you enjoy touching Shane's dong? Oh, my God.
You know what?
I don't
want
to spoil it
for
anybody else. That is, they'll have to watch to find out what I'm talking about. How's that one, Kevin?
I love that. Paul, I should put you on payroll, okay? Because you are perfectly pitching and feeding that show.
I'm one of your original pop talker tarts, so.
I know. Paul, you've been amazing, by the way. Yeah, if you want to tell me why.
You can't take it from us. Sorry.
I should probably go so you guys can talk to the coach.
He has a show.
And I need to, like,
that's the problem. Ben's going to have to go. No, Ben has to put an APB out on him. Maybe he got lost. But no, I mean, Kevin, I'm glad you called in, and we can go on. We can talk about Survivor then while we wait for Coach. You know how it is sometimes. See, with us, we're live. That's something of the difference between you guys and us, too.
Yeah.
If our guests don't show up, we have to wean it.
Yep,
so,
Gary. Gary. I'm going to try to do with my Tar Talk show, I think I'm going to do a live edition, not a live edition, a completely unedited edition, and
Ooh.
See the train wreck occur. Like, it'll just be fully train wreck city, And then you guys...
I think one of my biggest train wrecks, Kevin.
Yes.
You want to hear a big train wreck? This is my favorite part. You know, tomorrow I turn 2 years old. My show turns 2 years old tomorrow. And on Saturday I turn 40. So this is my big week anyway. So listen to this train wreck. And what do you think about this train wreck? This is my biggest train wreck.
I believe we got Beth on. Beth, is that you?
What's that?
Beth?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello, hi. Hey, Red Ryan.
Yes.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Benny Crocker.
Okay.
I was supposed to call in for John Crocker. Yes, we.
Yeah. I don't think it was Benny Crocker.
No, he was calling in for John Crocker.
Oh.
I love John
Crocker. Okay, now, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin. Who was the voice that was Betty Crocker? Do you know?
Oh.
Don't no one help him.
Who is that person just right now?
Yeah, who was the voice that was
Zero
Betty Crocker?
Clue.
Well,
Zero
he was
clue.
On season one of Big Brother.
And
it was Chicken George. I
hung
up on
wasn't.
Chicken George.
It was
Chicken George.
Oh, my God, it totally was.
It was during my week.
Yep.
I was during the week, and I had two soap opera characters on my show. Panther has booked two soap opera people to come on in the first part of the show. And Chicken George called in for John Crocker, because we were doing this contest for Vegas and everything. Or it was just a contest, and the winner got to go to Vegas or... You know, got to, you know, do some stuff for Vegas. And John Crocker told him to call in and say his name was Betty Crocker. And
you just hung up on him.
And I just
oh,
hung
no.
up on him. I hung up on Chicken George. So that's my biggest, I want to say, fuck up that I ever did, I think. So
that was train wreck? When did that happen?
Yeah,
That was about a week before Big Brother started, and we were filling up time with something fun for all the chatters to do this contest.
You know what,
and
I
one
don't
of the
remember
tasks,
that. Yeah.
One of the tasks.
I think
was
you called in, Kevin, actually. I think
yeah.
you called in once during that week. I think you're on the list
okay.
of calls. I can't
so
remember.
So you just
we
clicked on
them. No, see, that was before we streamed calls, too. And I clicked his name because I thought it was Beth Chamberlain from Guiding Lights.
Right.
And so I said, okay, Beth, is that you? And he said his name was Betty Crocker. So I had soap opera characters on. So I thought this person was playing a joke on me saying that
right.
they were Betty Crocker because a soap opera, you know, don't you think of Betty Crocker with soap operas? I mean... And I didn't realize it was Chicken George. So I just don't know.
Hilarious.
Oops.
That's actually pretty funny, though. That's
yeah,
not a big train wreck.
He wasn't mad.
I mean, we had bigger train wrecks probably in the past, too, but that was a funny train wreck. So,
it was a lame one.
I know you need to probably get going, Kevin. You got a busy schedule life.
Yeah, I want to get my popcorn ready, and I want to get situated and perfect to watch the show, so.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you're going to need all the popcorn you want. Get you some popcorn.
You said it's the best? You said it was the best first episode of all time of Survivor history?
What he said.
Okay, Paul, what do you think?
That's hard to, you know, remember every, but, yeah, I would say it certainly ended up that way.
Oh, okay, I'm getting ready. Okay.
Cherry?
Yes.
Cherry?
I think it
was...
Let me just tell you this.
I was having chest pains, and I still had to laugh out loud and and crack up laughing. I was rolling in my chair.
That's not good.
It's okay. I am going to have open-heart surgery, though, probably once I get some water off my thing. So I just got to get some taken care of.
Hold on, Kevin. There's another
okay.
call. Let me find out if it's Coach.
Yeah, hold on. You want to say hey to Coach? Wait, that's him.
Oh, my God, I totally want to say hi to Coach.
Yeah, I was hoping he would come. That's why I was stalling you. I was hoping. Let's make sure it's him. We're screening the call. We like this new screening call process. Did Paul answer the call pretty good for you? Was he professional? Or did he go
Paul
to the guy?
Paul was professional.
Okay. We were training him how to do it. This is the first week actually doing that system. So so let me see.
That's
okay. Let me see.
It is.
Okay. You didn't type. Hey, cool. Shit, I hate when this damn thing don't work. Come on, it's just a pulse.
Where are you?
Okay, Coach Wade. Coach Wade. I have a person on the... Oh, wait, fuck. See,
you just hung up
trainer.
On Coach, too.
Oh, I didn't hang up on Coach Wade. Now I got him. Coach Wade, you there? You're there.
I am here. Listen, I got to tell you guys, like, I was ready to go. It snowed about a foot today, and I was driving back from Vegas, so I was busted ass trying to get back home so that I could call you guys to get on the show, and I was, like, just plowed through a foot of snow in order to be here, just letting you know.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. You rock. And you know what? We have a person that wants to say hello to you from Big Brother 11.
Bring it on.
For a second there,
oh,
I had
my
a
God,
thing.
Coach, it's you.
Kevin,
my name's Kevin. Coach, I'm a huge fan. I'm an Uber Survivor dork. I'm sorry I'm gushing and geeking right now that I'm actually talking to you, but I have
I love it that I'm talking to you. Listen, I got to tell you that Randy Bailey, you know Randy, the old guy from Survivor?
Yes.
Yep. He was the guy that threw the buff in the fire. You know who I'm talking about? Okay, so anyway, so he was my roommate, and we were watching, and he was like, I love Big Brother, I love Big Brother, and I had never watched it, and your season, it just recently, you know, yours was the first season that I watched, and so this is awesome that I'm talking to you.
Oh, how bizarre. Oh, my God, I'm so honored. Well, Coach,
I love when we can bring reality stars together.
So.
Guys, I love when we can bring reality stars together.
The stars
aligned. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's like, you know, perfect. Well, I don't want to interrupt on your interview, Coach. I just wanted to say hello to you, and I'm a huge fan. Oh, my God, I just talked to Coach. How did I? Okay. Did you watch Survivor?
I
got to
tell you, you were totally awesome on the show. I love watching it.
Oh, thank you. Did you watch the first episode of Survivor tonight?
No, I haven't. Well, I've got it because I'm on West Coast time. And so
me too.
Where are you at?
In California. It's about to get on
where?
Like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, where do you live in California?
San Diego. Sunny San Diego and raining. So don't believe what they tell you about San Diego. It's raining. Well, I'm going to watch the episode right now, Coach, so I'm super excited. Thank you so much for talking to me, too.
I'll be watching it. I will be watching it tonight and thinking about you. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, everybody. Bye.
There you go, Kevin.
Bye.
Take care, Kevin. Thanks for
calling. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just having a great. This is so great. Paul, thanks, Paul. Okay, so let me. Wait. Paul, what did you do? Paul. Okay. I'm going to fire Paul. He just took Coach Wade off. Because he took Coach Wade.
No, I'm still here.
It's just,
no,
I know, but he took
I apologize.
I think Paul wants to take you back there, too. Okay. So, Coach Wade, you are one of my favorites from the past. Those two seasons you were on, you were one of my favorites, and especially the Heroes versus Villains. I loved Heroes versus Villain with you, and your smooth talking ways with Jerry. So let me start out with the question that I know everyone's wanting to ask: do you still talk to Jerry?
I just Facebooked her yesterday, actually, and yeah, we do talk. I'm actually trying to get her to come to perform in a ballet that I've written that we're premiering in April. And she dances with, you know, she's a fire dancer, and the last movement of the ballet is fire. It's based on the four elements. And so I wanted her to come out and dance in the four elements. So, yeah, we talked, you know, we went out after, you know, after everything was all said and done. And she lives in L.A. and I live up in the frozen north. So it didn't quite happen, but I still respect her all the same. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's been one of my favorites, too. Okay, let me start by this, because we can't talk Survivor tonight with you. We'll keep you around for about another 20 minutes, and we'll talk about your season and stuff, and I'd love to have you come back. I believe maybe you can come back tomorrow for my anniversary show, right?
I'm going to pop in on that.
Okay, but I'd like to get you back to talk more about it, because you probably know some spoilers, do you?
I don't know. I refuse to listen or talk about spoilers.
Cool. Okay. Let me just tell you this. It was the best show that I've seen in a long time from Survivor. So
really?
That's all I'm going to say about it, and we're not going to talk about Survivor this season right now, guys. So we're going to keep it to about Coach. And one thing I want to do is hear some stories, but before I get going on to that, I'm going to give Cherry Garcia a chance to say hello and ask, you know, say some words to you, and Paul, my screener, and Ben, who booked you. I'm going to give them a chance, because I always talk too much. So I'm going to give them a chance to say some stuff first.
Okay.
Hi, Coach. This is Cherry Garcia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was so looking forward to meeting you in Vegas last year. It fell on your birthday, and I actually bought you a birthday present, and you didn't make it.
Oh, my goodness. I totally screwed it up.
I was so bummed. You used to live in Missouri, correct?
I used to live in Missouri. I am not from there, but I used to live there.
Yes, I live just south of St. Louis.
Okay.
And I loved you in your seasons of Survivor. And when I found out that Vegas was falling on your birthday, I just had to go out and get you all something for your birthday. And I was so looking forward to meeting you. And didn't meet you in Vegas. So hopefully I'll get to meet you at one of these events coming up.
I'm so sorry. I feel terrible about that. But you heard what happened, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I had, because I committed to, I don't do a lot of events, but I'll usually go to maybe one or two a year, and that was the one that I selected to go to last year. But the problem was I had a soccer game. I committed to that event before I got my soccer schedule, and then I got hired as a soccer coach up at Lassen College, and voila, we had a game on that day. So there was absolutely no way that I could make it.
Aw. Well,
it was a fun time. We did miss you. I was disappointed, too. You and I think Jerry was supposed to have been there, too, and I was disappointed both you guys didn't was able to show up to that one.
Okay.
It's great that you're committed to your soccer, though. That's important.
I apologize. I mean, usually, you know, when I make a commitment, it's like I'm pretty good about that.
Oh, we understand.
So.
Yeah. So, Paul, do you have something you want to quickly say?
I just want to make sure he knows that I'm a screener, not a screamer. Coach, seems like every reality participant or contestant has those moments that will be forever remembered by the fans, and it keeps getting brought up every time people talk to them. I'm wondering which of those moments have you been asked questions about the most?
I mean, there were so many of them. I had so many of them, and I didn't mean to, but my goodness, I have been asked about...
I'll pipe in, and one of the memorable moments was in the last season you were on, when you broke down and started crying.
Yes, that was a pretty memorable one from this last time, yes.
In other words, those memorable times that you wish people would forget about.
I would say that there are no memorable times that I wish people would forget about, because, you know, was it a little bit embarrassing to see myself, you know, crying on national television? At the moment it was, but, you know, it's kind of like you look at that and you say to yourself, it made me human, and it was one of the few things that I did that made me human that actually made it to the air. I don't regret any of it, and I was glad that actually looking back, both times edited completely different both ways, both times played slightly different, although a lot less than you would imagine. I just think that they were smiling at me the second time in order to, you know, make me find redemption, the editors were. So you know what? It's kind of like you just take it with a grain of salt. But I loved all the moments. I mean, the Amazon story, the, you know, the breaking down on television, all that stuff. You know, it all made for pretty cool TV, I thought, humbly speaking.
Well, you're known for looking at things in a positive way, and I like to hear that that's the way you look at it. I have a quick question related to this season.
Let's move on, Paul, because I want to get everything in, and we'll take questions in a second. Ben, I know you might want to talk about the thing that he's doing, so I was going to give Ben an opportunity, but we all had a chance.
Yes. Hi, Coach. It's Ben. Thanks for calling in. You were always one of my favorites as well. And the movie that you've got coming out, well, actually one of the movies you've got coming out, looks really good. The 180 movie. I saw the trailer for it. I've actually been promoting it to my friends. So what is the, is it on schedule for an April release?
Yeah, I am, you know, I just talked to the executive producer. I actually just talked to him about an hour ago, and it's still scheduled for release in late March or early April, and I'm excited about it. It's cool, man. I mean, you know, you do something like that for the first time. It's like on Survivor, you know. When I finished doing that, all the producers told me when I got voted off, they were like, you really have no idea what you've done. And I said, what do you mean what I've done? I didn't get to the end. I failed. I let you guys down. And they were like, no, you're going to be, you know, you're going to have more airtime than anybody else this season, blah, blah, blah. And I really didn't realize it at the time, because when you do something for the first time, you're in it. You're in it for the experience. At least I was. And you don't know how it's going to come out at the end. And I didn't know I was going to make great reality TV. I mean, I was just out there doing my thing the first time. So same with the movie. I mean, I just was out there doing my thing and trying to get into character. And to see, you know, some of the clips and to see the, you know, the trailer, it's cool, because it's like, well, I guess it won't come off terrible. It'll come off pretty good. So I'm excited.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, it sounds good to me too. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see it, Coach, too. And you know what, Coach, I have two questions to ask you, and then this is Ron, the host of the show, and I'm glad you came on the show, first of all, because the one thing I've always wanted to hear is, I want to hear a story from Coach. You told so many great stories of your past lives. What is something you can share? You got that would blow my audience away.
Well, listen, I have crazy things happen to me all the time, and I'll tell you a story that it's not that crazy, but it's not that crazy. I'll tell you something like this, and if that doesn't sate your thirst for my stories, then I'll tell you something from when I was back out in the bush and out kayaking or something like that, or, you know, I was in Caracas and the government was overthrown and I had to catch the last plane out, but that's another story. Anyways, I'll tell you something that happened just recently, because I was telling my friends and they were like, Coach, man, all these things happen to you, like, it's like, I don't know what it is. Okay, so I flew down to Vegas yesterday morning, so I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up, I'm going to pick up a vehicle down there. So I get up at 4, go to the airport, fly to L.A., real windy weather up here. I mean, I'm like up in Northern California, up in the Sierras, and so it's, you know, 4,000 feet, and the wind's going crazy, so the plane takes off. It's all over the place, rock and roll, being thrown all over the place. And we get down to L.A., you know, hour flight, and we get down to L.A., no problems, get to L.A., get on the plane, fly to Vegas. So I pick up this vehicle, and so it's a big vehicle, and it's a big H1, and so I pick up this H1 Hummer, and so I get in the vehicle, and I start driving it, and it's only got like 12,000 miles on it, and so I start driving it north. and it's in the middle of nowhere. If you've ever been on the road from Vegas to Reno, there's one town in the middle of about 2,000 people called Tonopah, and then there's another little small town called Hawthorne, but there's literally nothing out there. I mean, there's nothing. You can go 180 miles an hour if you wanted to because there's no cops on that road, and it's about a 9-hour drive. So I'm an hour into the drive, and it gets dark, and so I turn on my lights, and my lights are on for about 5 minutes. I mean, this is like the middle of nowhere. There's no lights. There's nothing. And I turn on my lights. After about 5 minutes, the lights start flickering. Now, there's a storm coming in, and the wind's howling like crazy, and it's starting to snow, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, what am I going to do? So I turn on my running lights, which gives you nothing. I mean, it's literally the hazards, which are on, and then the back lights. And so I turn those on, and I cannot see. I don't know if I can cuss on this, so I'll just say crap. I can't see crap.
No, I can't see. I say fuck all the time.
Okay. Well, I can't see shit, okay? And so I turn back on the lights, and then they start shorting out again. They start flickering. So I turn on my running light. Now, I can't see. I mean, I can't see anything. And I notice that if I look just past, of course I don't stop. I look just past the hood of the Hummer. I can barely make out the yellow line on the left, and I can make out the white line on the right. It's a two-lane highway. So I'm going 70 miles an hour. So I do that for 5 hours.
Wow.
I mean, I can't see a thing. If I see headlights coming towards me, I don't want to crash head-on. So I turn on my lights, which have about a 30-second before they start flickering and shorting out. So I would turn on my lights with cars passing. There weren't a lot of cars. So I drove in the dark for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. It was crazy. So I get to Hawthorne. When I get to Hawthorne, the wind's blowing so bad, I have to stay the night in a hotel. So I stayed the night at a $29 hotel. I took 3 pictures. One of the carpet that was worn all the way to the floor and had, I mean, you literally, it was disgusting. And the bed looked like it hadn't been slept, you know, hadn't been not slept in, hadn't been washed for, you know, 2 months. And so I took pictures and I slept with all my clothes on. I got up at 6 o'clock this morning and I start driving, and I'm driving in a complete whiteout. I don't need to worry about my lights today, obviously, because, you know, lights, you know, it's kind of light outside, but I'm in like a total whiteout, and it's snowing so hard that the windshield of a Hummer, which is so big, I've got the whole windshield, and then the snow's caking on it, and the windshield wipers aren't getting off of it, and then it's getting smaller and smaller, and so I can see out of this like little peephole in the front, and I'm like trying to blow on it and get condensation to get it heated up. The defrost is not doing the work. So anyway, I was about 3 hours from Reno. It took me 5 hours to get to Reno. So I get to Reno, I give it to a buddy of mine. He's going to detail it. He's going to fix the short in it. And then I pick up my other car, which is a two-wheel drive Audi. So I pick up the Audi. The snow's still going crazy. The wind's still blowing, but it looks like there's a little break in the action. So I get in my Audi, and I'm going to go to Susanville. It's about an hour away. And then another storm hits. And then there's, like, chains required. Four-wheel drives and chains required, and all these lights, and the road is closed, and I just zipped around the barricades and kept driving, and I was, like, slipping all over the place. It took me 3 hours to get from Reno to here because of the ice and snow on the road. So it was about 24 hours from yesterday to today just to get home. And when I got home, I mean, I just got home, like, right now. I was totally frazzled. I was like, what an idiot to drive 70 miles an hour, you know, without any lights on or anything. It was crazy. So anyway, that's just a recent story that I had just in the last 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That is, you know what, Coach? I think they should do a reality show following you around.
I am.
And just and videoing you and call it the Coach Adventure. I think it'd be awesome.
I think something like that needs to be on as well, man. It would be pretty badass. Because, I mean, danger just follows me wherever I go. It's crazy. It's probably because I'm pretty stupid.
I'll never forget watching you. And this that was my second question was, which season did you like being on the better of, your first season or the heroes versus villains?
You know, it's kind of like a woman. I mean, if you meet somebody for the first time, you know, there's nothing like that first time, that first experience. And
right.
So I really think that, you know, that first time, it was magical. You know, there was none of the you didn't see any of the BS that was going on. You didn't, you know, it was pure. It was unspoiled. You thought that what you did out there was actually going to make it to the final, you know, edit. And trust me, I love the way they edited me the first time. It took me a while to be able to deal with it. It was very rough going through that. It was rough going out there and doing everything in what I thought was the right way, never telling, you know, a lie, always being honorable, taking the strongest to the end. You know, and so doing all those things, losing, you know, almost 60 pounds from casting till when I got voted off because I gave my food away to the tribe because I saw them weak and I felt like I could go without. So I stopped eating, you know, after the first couple of weeks, and I just had one spoonful of rice in the morning, and that was it. And losing all that weight and saying I've done things honorable and then going and seeing, you know, myself made out to be a jackass. It was hard going through it. But then in hindsight, I look at it and I think, I'm glad they did that. If they would have made me out to be the nice guy like Joe, people would have been saying, you know, Joe who? And a lot of characters from that show, you know, that didn't get that kind of edit, you know, people will forget about them. So I feel honored that they edited me that way, although when I was going through it, it was rough. The second time, now you're thinking, you know, okay, here's the BS and everybody's, you know, going to backstab you, you really can't trust anybody, and it's less about the adventure the second time, and it's more about, you know, the gameplay, and it's more about trying to get to the
right.
end, and for me, it was a little bit about, okay, I'm going to go out here and find redemption, and I did find redemption, and so that kind of leads to another question, would I do it again? Everybody always asks me that. I would do it again if I weren't filming a movie or doing my own show. I would definitely do it again, but I think if I came back the third time, I would bring back the Dragon Slayer from round one, from the first season of Token Chains, and I would just bring that guy back, and I would just be totally out of control, and I think people would like that. You know, I've already found redemption, so now I'll just go back and just be an animal.
Okay, Cherry, you got a couple of chat questions. Do two of them. Do the best ones.
Okay. Wants to know if you guys did anything with the song that you all wrote at Ponderosa.
that has to be one of the most frustrating experiences of my life. We film a song, we're productive in Ponderosa, you know, it's kick-ass, we're all happy about it, we get off, we get contacted, we were supposed to do a live concert, and the producers put the kibosh on everything, and they just completely squashed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was pretty frustrating because, hey, am I a good singer? No. Do I act like I'm a good singer? Well, of course, because, you know, anytime you do something, you got to act like you do it well. But, you know, I really think that, you know, you look at the crap that's out there that people, you know, that people produce, and I really think that we could have done something with it. But CBS didn't want to do anything with it, and so it just kind of went by. It went the way of the dodo. It became extinct.
Why?
So no, nothing ever came out of it.
I need to make a wave clip that says "fuck CBS," and whenever something like that comes up, we should push it and say "fuck CBS."
No, you can't
do it. You want to do it?
No, we can't do that.
You need to let somebody else do it.
Oh wait! I love you, CBS. I love you, CBS. I want Big Brother people, Survivor, those guys after the show. Okay.
Precisely.
I'm just joking. How about
that's
this pretty
awesome,
you?
Man. That's pretty awesome.
Okay. Another one of the chatters wanted to know if you have any new tattoos.
I am working on a new tattoo, but I don't have it yet. I don't have any new tattoos, but I'm working on one that'll tie one of my shoulders to the dragon. And then come up with something that's fighting the dragon. So I always meant to do that, and now I just need to get it. Finished.
Okay. I got a question before I go to Paul because I want to make sure I ask the question I want to ask about this season before Paul does. Okay. So Rob or Russell, who are you cheering for? And you better say Rob. No, I'm just joking.
So is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question. Which one are you really wanting? Which one do you think is going to, you know, go the longest?
Well, I'll tell you what. Out of the two of those guys, there's going to be one of them listening to that interview, and that'll be Russell. And Boss and Rob will not be listening to this. So the smart thing would be to say that I'm voting for Russell in case I ever play with him again. But I'm pulling for Boss and Rob. You know, I mean, we had a good, you know, we had a good thing going. We had an alliance. He didn't stab me in the back. Russell did. So, you know, when the game of Survivor comes up again and I play it, if I play it with Russell, you know, then we'll start back at square one. But for this time, I'd say I'm pulling for Boss and Rob.
Okay, cool. I'll tell you right now, if Russell listens to my show ever, he will hear so much crap from me that that he will hate me for life. I am the most anti-Russell fan there is probably that's
wow.
A host. I don't hate the guy, but I'm just not a fan of him. I never was a fan of him. I didn't like him in his first season. Didn't like him in the second season. And,
wow.
And this comes to my second part of the question. Do you feel like Sandra deserved to win Heroes versus Villains?
What a question. You know what? I think that...
we have a debate
going on
here. Wait, let me tell you why I asked this question. I was ridiculed because I thought Sandra deserved it, but everyone tells me she co ride and she didn't deserve it. So,
huh.
I'll let you answer.
You know, I mean, the thing is that you... I have been softened, I think, in the two survivors, because on the first survivor I would have said Sandra sucks, she was worthless out there, you know, she was conniving, you know, because she played different than me. But I really learned that I really learned to just respect the differences in people, even though it doesn't coordinate with me. I think that, you know, do I think that she deserved to win? You know, the argument has it that she's the only person that has won twice. She said the right things at the right time and saved her skin time and time again. She was deemed as a non-threat. Would I want to be stranded on a deserted island with her? Hell no. You know, she's not a true survivor, but for the game of Survivor, she does a pretty adequate job. It's completely against my philosophies, but, you know, obviously, I voted for Parvati just because, you know, if you look at the game, Survivor at the end becomes a popularity contest unless somebody just has a great kick-ass speech. Please, would somebody out there listen to me and keep me until the end game? Because if you want to see a speech, you wait to see what Coach can pull out at the end. I was dreaming about it on Token Gene. I was dreaming about it on Heroes and Villains. You talk about a coach-like speech. They'd tell me to sit down, and I'd be walking all around that fire pit talking about, I mean, I'd be giving like a coach halftime speech, getting everybody fired up and voting for me. But you need something like that at the end in order to really change people's minds. But once they go into that final tribal, really people's minds are made up, and it's all about, you know, let's just, you know, vote for who we want to vote for, and, oh, Sandra's my girl, so I'm going to vote for her, and all that kind of stuff. You know, if you look at the game, the social game, Parvati was a threat from the very beginning. I wanted to vote her off. Rob wanted to vote her off. Randy wanted to vote her off. You know, she was a threat, and yet she made it all the way to the end. She's played more than anybody else. You know, more games and more days than anybody else has. She won more individual immunity than anybody. She helped with group challenges. She had worked around camps. You know, so in terms of an all-around survivor, I think that she deserved to win. Sandra second, Russell third.
Paul, you got your question now. You can answer.
Okay. No. All right. Here's my setup. Okay. So CBS says, boy, we've got a couple of popular former contestants in Rob and Russell. And in the finale, Rob threw it down to Jeff, and they bid on it, and they decided, well, maybe it might be a good idea to put them on another Survivor show. But, you know, if we do, the new people are going to say, screw them, we want to vote them out right away. They've had their chance, we want to vote them out. I totally believe they came up with the idea of Redemption Island just because they put those two guys back on. What's your thoughts?
I asked myself, why the hell wasn't I sitting there calling them both out? You know, if I could go back in time, I'd sit there and call both of them out and say, listen, both of you chicken chips, I'll go out there and wipe the floor with both of you, and then they would have had a three-way Redemption Island. Absolutely, unequivocally, the reason why they're having Redemption Island was because of that.
Yeah, I honestly think what I would love to see is I would love to see everybody from Survivor ever played who wants to come back to play. To when Survivor ready to die, they should do a short version of Survivor and vote people off faster and put you all out there on an island and let you guys fight it out to see who is the ultimate survivor. I would love to see that.
You know, awesome. That would be crazy. Of course, you know what I would like to see. I mean, I'd like to see something like the way. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen the clip for the new show that I'm hosting. It's called The Way of the Warrior. Have you guys seen that?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so
I needed to look for that one.
Yeah. So I mean, anyway, I think that. You know, like that's the kind of Survivor I'd like to do, where you actually have to go out there and you actually have to survive. And I'd love to play with everybody that's ever played the game of Survivor, and I'd like for it to be real Survivor. Put us out there for 100 days, nobody votes anybody else off, and you get your vital signs checked, and whoever gets stronger when you're out there, that's the person that makes it to the end. And you just make it so brutal that people are begging to go home. You have no idea how many people out there beg to go home that are not left to go home. I mean, people are out there whining and crying when it gets cold and when it's wet. And, you know, one night when we were out there, they were, like, going crazy about. I mean, there was, like, six people that wanted to quit. In fact, Courtney even said, if six of us quit, you have to bring us a tarp, you know, something like that. And that kind of stuff just makes me crazy because, you know, the game of Survivor should be that those kind of people should be voted out. They should call the tribal council that night. Okay, who wants to quit? Get the hell out of here.
Yep. Oh, you must have loved last year.
Unbelievable. Un-flippin' believable.
Hey, do you need to get going, you know, to watch Survivor?
I'm loving this, man. I'm really, like, you know, as a I don't think I'm a celebrity, but as an interviewer, you know, there's different energy with different I'm an interviewee. There's different energy with the interviewers. And, man, you guys are bringing out the dragon slayer in me. So I say, let's keep going. Let's forge on, man. I'm ready to do more stuff with you guys.
Awesome. You know what? This is my last show in 2 years. And you know what? What you just said just put the biggest smile, because I really do try to make the show a little different than these other internet shows that are out there. And,
right.
I'm glad you just said that. Hey, can we take some calls then? Would you like to talk to some of the fans?
I'd love to.
Hey, so if you guys want to call it, 347-237-5506. I almost forgot for a second. I want to share with Coach a little bit about me, though, because I'm having some heart issues. I have a heart condition from when I was a childhood, and I was in the hospital for, like, right before, right after Christmas, because I had a stroke in the right eye that happened, made me blind, and my heart has totally closed up, but I didn't have surgery until some stuff gets done. So this is my pride and joy, and I take everything he's just said to he just made me feel better. You know what I mean? So
awesome.
Just to let you know.
Awesome.
And we try to bring the best to reality, and I so appreciate it. Like I said, I've been wanting you on the show forever. You know who I want to talk about? Let's talk about this real quick, and then I'm going to go to Cherry for chat questions. If she had any more. Tyson, do you have a friendship with Tyson still? And I am a big fan of Tyson. I loved his antics and his behind-the-scenes talking. So what about you and Tyson? You guys seem to be close.
Yes, Tyson and I, we're very close. Love the guy. He was... you know, he was incredible. In the first season, he was just a riot. And I think that
you know, unfortunately for me, and I mean, unfortunately for him, you know, I overshadowed him. Obviously, I think that any other season, he would have been the superstar. I absolutely love him. He's got a great heart. He's, you know, a lot of people think that he's, you know, doesn't have any feelings or he's not that caring. He's got a great heart, but his sense of humor is unbelievable. He's got a phenomenal sense of humor. And
On Twitter, he makes me crack up. He is one of the funniest hell guys. And I've seen some of his YouTubes, like, and stuff like that. And, his behind-the-scenes talk were some of the best during Heroes versus Villains. I mean, when he got voted off, I cried because I liked him that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey, Cherry, do you have a couple chat questions?
Well, I do have a couple. We'd like to find out where we could go to see a clip of your show that you just talked about earlier.
The Way of the Warrior.
Correct.
Yeah, the website that the producers put up is called The Way of the Noble Warrior .com.
The Way of the Noble Warrior .com.
Yep. And that has its little like sizzle reel. It's got about 4 minutes on there. 4 minutes of what the show is about.
Great. Okay. And where are you currently living?
I live up in a town north of Lake Tahoe. It's called Susanville.
Great.
Well, that's cool. Are you going to the reality rally this year?
The reality rally, I'm not going to be there. I'm actually, I conduct a symphony up here in Susanville, and I coach the college soccer team in the town. And I do a lot of writing for classical music. You know, I was talking about that ballet that I'm, that I've written. That's being premiered in April. And I'm really busy with that, and so I'm not able to go down there. I'm doing that, and then I'm going down to Cuba in another couple of weeks after our concert, and I'm meeting with Fidel Castro, and I'm going to write a Cuban symphony.
Wow.
And then
wow.
I'm going to be going to Kenya and writing a symphony. I'm going to lead a mission trip down there. I pastor a church up here. Not a lot of people know that, and I'm rough around the edges, but I've got a really good church up here. I'm leading a mission trip with them, and all that kind of good stuff. So, man, I'm so flipping busy, it's not even funny. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Ben, do you have anything?
Yeah.
More?
Is that part of your 20 symphonies? What was it, 20 symphonies in 20 countries or something like that?
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's good. That's exactly right. Yep.
Cool. Ben did his homework.
Ben did. That's awesome.
No, I do my homework, but I kind of knew more about Coach, so I didn't have to do homework today, so I was lucky. Because I remember, like I said, now here's something, how did you get on Survivor? What made you decide to go on Survivor? I mean, was that the show you wanted to go on, or was there other reality shows that you wanted to go on before that? Or what made Survivor?
I really have been blessed with a great life. You know, when you have, my father gave me some advice a long time ago, and he said, Benjamin, if you can, you know, he says, you know, he always would tell me when I was growing up, do what you would want to do, what you would do for a living, do it for free. If you want to get a paycheck to get a paycheck, you're in the wrong business. And, you know, he would always preach to me, do something that you would do for free. But then he told me, take what you love and make it your hobby. Take your hobby and make it your career so that you don't get burned out on either one. And when I was growing up, music was like my absolute passion, my absolute love. And playing soccer and that kind of stuff and getting into coaching in college was kind of like a hobby. So, I mean, that's what I did. I mean, when you can do two things that you love, you're not burned out of either one. I really feel blessed of what I do, to be a college soccer coach and a symphony conductor and all the other stuff that I'm doing. It really is, you know, awesome. So anyway, I was, you know, very happy in my life. Didn't really think about being on television, and I just thought, you know, I'll just keep doing my soccer and my symphony. And but the girls on my soccer team were like, Coach, you know, you're different than anybody else we've ever known. You know, we think you need to be on a reality show. And I was like, I wasn't really a big fan of reality shows. I am definitely now, but I just told them, you know, I don't think so. So they went behind my back and they filled out one of those online applications for The Bachelor. And then they told me about it. So I get this email out of the blue just saying, you know, you were submitted for The Bachelor, and we don't think that you'd be a fit for this show. And, I mean, and I see why. I just started watching the season, and I think that it's just so incredibly cheesy that, you know, I mean, I can see kind of why they maybe, I mean, anyway, so, but.
I would like to saw you on The Bachelor. That would have been funny.
I'd play some stuff on The Bachelor. But anyway, you know, I mean, but they said you really should apply for Survivor, and they sent me a link. And so it wasn't anybody in casting. It wasn't, you know, any kind of in or anything like that. I just said, well, all right, I'll check it out. And so I filled out the application, sent it in like everybody else, and the rest is history.
Wow. That's funny, and I'm laughing. Paul, you really do a great job on the switchboard, but you're going to have to really learn because she just took Cherry into the screening calls. And I'm sitting here cracking up laughing. Cherry, you back with us?
Yes, I bet I didn't say anything.
I was like, where did Cherry go to? Anyways, we got a caller, so I want to pick up. Oh, wait, no. Paul, stop playing with the on-air parts. He can't hear me. Okay, I'm going to bring up Michelle. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to yell at him after the show, guys. He can't hear me do this. Okay, Michelle.
Hey.
You're live with Coach Wayne.
What's up, Coach? Hey, Cherry.
How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Paul. What's going on?
Hey, Michelle.
Coach, so you know you just got bronxed.
I just got what?
Bronxed.
Bronx. What the heck does that mean?
I'm from the Bronx, so it's pretty much like I am sort of knighting you and unknighting you at the same time. I'm sure you'd
uh-oh.
Enjoy it.
Michelle from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
I'm not
going to
take away
it.
Your manhood.
Okay, thank you for that.
But I have a question. I have a really good question. Everyone is going around and they're doing all the celebrity after stuff, afterlife. I know you got your own thing. What about Dancing with the Stars? You danced on the beach
oh
by yourself.
God.
You did Exile Island by yourself. What? Why not?
Yeah, actually, you know, I talked to my agent about that, and they don't share cross networks. I agree. You know, I mean, the thing is that if I had been on The Bachelor or one of those shows, you would absolutely guarantee that you would see me on Dancing with the Stars. But because I wasn't on that network, because it's ABC, I believe, then you'll never see me on that. So that's why. Because she already asked about that. She thought I'd be good too. So
wow.
No go on that. Yeah, no go on that.
Well, I figured that they would be able to get you in after a couple of years.
Maybe.
How long are you under contractual obligation?
No, it's just that it's not about the contract. I'm out of my contract. It's just
forever.
That out of courtesy to each other, the networks will not pick up somebody from another one. So you'll never see somebody from The Bachelor on Amazing Race, for example.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Really? I got to think about that. I mean, I think you're right, but it seemed like, why do I feel like there's been some crossovers, yeah. But
I can't remember.
Well, since Fox does So You Think You Can Dance, and then ABC takes some of the contestants that didn't win, and they use them in their show. So that's a crossover from Fox to ABC. And they're
I understand where you're coming from, Coach. Though I think you might be right.
They wouldn't put a survivor person. Especially the
Richard Hatch is on The Apprentice.
Oh yeah, The Apprentice.
So what do you think?
Oh yeah.
What do you think about that happening this year?
That's the same network, right? And that's also a Mark Burnett show.
No, that's NBC. NBC.
Okay.
That's a Mark Burnett show.
Yeah, you got it.
Aw.
So.
Well, then you can always try.
More questions?
Well, actually, all right. So I wanted to know, of all the people in the reality world that you haven't met, who do you want to meet?
That's a good one. Man, I've never been asked that question.
You totally stumped me.
Maybe
I am taking your manhood.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to answer that one. Wow. You know what? I can't really tell you an answer to that. You know who I'd like to meet? I'll tell you who I'd like to meet. Just because I've only been in reality TV since Survivor, since I was on it, so I've only been watching reality TV, like, for the last couple of years. You know who I'd like to meet? I'd like to meet Daisy. You know I'm talking about? Daisy De La Hoya, or whatever her last name is. She was on Rock and Love.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I love Rock and Love, too.
She was on Rock and Love, too. Really? You want to meet Daisy?
Yeah, I like Daisy. I like her tattoos. She's a rock and roll girl.
Okay.
I think she's done with a box of rocks, but, you know, I think she's cool.
That never stops a man from wanting to meet a nice chick.
Ron's biased because his wife is one of the Rock and Love girls.
She's not my wife, but... Corey from Rock and Love 2.
He's Ron's wife.
He's one of my best friends.
Okay.
So, Daisy was okay to her, so we were okay with Daisy. It's Heather, not Heather.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Megan. Megan is the one. I know Megan.
Wow. Yeah, she
was
crazy.
Wasn't Megan from Geeks versus Beauty and the
yes.
Geek?
Yeah,
okay.
Beauty and the Geek.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know Megan is the one that we don't like. She had that show, Megan Wants to Marry an Ex Murderer. Oh, wait. It was a millionaire.
Yeah, she was crazy.
Thank you so much.
Michelle,
Coach.
We got another caller.
Yes.
So let me get to that other caller, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. All right, nice talking to you, Coach.
Yeah, you
thanks,
too.
You.
All right, bye, you guys. Bye, Cherry. Bye, Ron.
Bye, Michelle.
Okay, now we go to Cindy.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here having a great time with Coach Wade. You got a question?
And how
Coach
are you
Wade?
Doing, Coach?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm a newbie to this show, but I'm loving it.
All right.
Coach, I watched you, I forget where I watched you the other day, your other interview. I would like you to go in a little detail about what it's
super
like.
Pass.
Yeah, super, thank you. I'd like you to go into a little bit of detail about what it's like a day on the island. When you're not, like, in competition, when you're, you know, what goes on? How do you split off into groups?
Yeah. So, you know, you wake up, and, I mean, as soon as you wake up, you're pretty miserable. You really haven't slept, and your body, when you sleep on the bamboo, actually falls asleep. And so you'll sleep for a little while, 20 minutes, and then a part of your body will fall asleep, and so then you'll wake up and, move over to another part, and it's pretty brutal on your body. So you wake up totally, you know, sleepy, and you're aching all over the place. And so you get up, and you kind of look around, and you're counting to yourself, okay, is it a challenge day for... you know, for reward, is a challenge day. You know, what's it a challenge day for? And if it's not a challenge day, then you just kind of do your own thing. You know, some people collect firewood. Sometimes there's, like, stuff that people have, tasks and everything. Sometimes you break up into groups, you know, if you think that, you know, in the beginning of the game, everybody kind of tries to hang together. And then if it's, you know, near the end or in the middle of it, then there's, like, a lot of gameplay, a lot of strategy for that. But, you know, you just kind of wake up and do your thing. And if it's a challenge day, then everybody just kind of hangs and waits around.
Do you creep around and try to, like, listen to what other people are saying, or?
Well, I mean, I'm different than other survivors.
Not just you,
you know,
but I mean other, you know, in general.
Yeah, I mean, for example, I'd be on the beach talking to somebody, and Russell would come over and say, you know, I saw you talking to Rob. What were you talking about? And I'd say, yeah, I was talking about my family and, you know, being a soccer coach. And Russell would say, well, okay, you might have been talking about that for 10 minutes, but I think you were over there for like 20 minutes. So what were you talking about the other 10 minutes? So, I mean, you know, there's all that kind of stuff that goes on.
Okay, it was nice talking to you. I'll let somebody else give you a chance.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well,
thank you for calling in, Julie.
Wait, how old are the kids that you coach for soccer?
I coach college soccer team, so they're between 18 and
So they're older children?
23, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were doing children. Never mind. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Cherry asked a chat question.
Okay. Night Owl in the chat room would like to know if you have tips on having a stress-free, worry-free daily life.
Okay, stress-free, worry-free daily life. Here we go. I'll tell you what I do. I mean, you know, probably nobody's going to like this answer, but I'll tell you what I do. It makes a huge difference. I wake up in the morning and I have my quiet time, and I read my Bible, and I pray every morning. And if I don't do that, then I feel totally out of sorts for the whole day.
Amen.
But, you know, I think taking time by yourself. I tell you, I talk a lot at motivational conventions and for business people and whatever, you know, and I talk a lot, and I'm just really saddened by the fact that people – do not spend time by themselves. They hide from themselves. And you don't, you know, when we have so much, I call them the shackles of society, and everybody uses them. I use them. Cell phones, email, who are you going to talk to, who are you going to network with, you know, iPods, iPhones, everything. And it's like nobody takes time anymore to just stop and to just be still. You know, I watch it, you know, like I'll be on a date and I'll leave the table. And as soon as I leave the table, you know, she's texting somebody. And, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends and you know, they just can't stop. Everybody's just so into technology and so into just hiding behind something. It really, I'm not really explaining it very well, but, you know, it's really, It's a travesty. You look back culturally, and this is kind of what the Way of the Warrior is about. You know, when people would come of age, they'd go through certain rites of passage, and they would have to go out in the wilderness, and most of the time they would have to be alone. And I found when I was kayaking early on, you know, I was lucky to go out there and spend 6 months on the ocean by myself, and I was 24 and I turned 25, and that really made me. It really forged a lot of the core values that I have and the characteristics that I have because I came face to face with myself. If you're sitting somewhere and you've got 5 minutes to yourself, what do you do with those 5 minutes? Are you on your phone? Are you watching TV? You know, if you do that, then you can't hear that voice inside of you. You can't see that person inside of you. And let me tell you something, nobody's perfect. Everybody's got weaknesses. Everybody's got flaws. I've got more than most. You know, I mean, I know I act like I'm confident, and I am, but I don't think I'm better than anybody. I really don't. And I know myself because I know I have so many flaws. But, you know, when I was 24 and I was on that kayak trip, I came face to face with myself because there was nothing out there. There's no telephone. I didn't even have a radio. And I sat there and I prayed for 12 hours a day, and I realized that I was not the man that I wanted to be, and that I had many, many weaknesses. And I wanted to change those weaknesses. And I think as human beings, we've got to continually be evaluating ourselves so that we understand our weaknesses, we understand our limitations, we work on those, we know what our positives are and what our strengths are, and we take those and we mold those into somebody that is productive and gives back to society. And I think that that's vital. People don't have that these days. And the generation that's coming up, you know, I'm afraid that 30 years from now, two people will be sitting on a date and they'll be saying, hey, how you doing? And the other one will text back, I'm doing fine, how are you doing? And that's the way everybody's going to communicate, because that's the way that we're going to. And we're getting away from where we came from as primal man. That's why I love going on Survivor. That's why I try to do an adventure every year, some remote place in the world, because I like to stay connected with myself and I like to stay connected with nature. I like to be in communication with God. And you really can't do that living the lives that we live. You've got to get out. And I'll tell you a funny story about that, and then I'm going to watch Survivor. So I'll end on this. We get done in Samoa. I was in Ponderosa, so I got to know everybody that came off. I got really close with everybody. I was kind of the, you know, the guru or whatever you want to call it of Ponderosa. Everybody was really getting along good. We land in L.A., and they take your cell phones away from you. They take your passport, your credit card, your money. You got nothing. We land in L.A. They give us our cell phones. Everybody turns on their cell phone. We've been gone for 2 months blissfully without any email, without any news from the outside world. And we turn on our cell phones, and everybody's cell phones, all 11 of us, start deep, deep buzzing all around us. And it's a shock. And we kind of looked at each other, and it was like we weren't ready for that, because without any of that, and now with that, and I looked around and I looked at everybody, and everybody was kind of like, and I said, hey, does everybody want to just take this plane and go back to Samoa? And everybody was like, yeah, that's what we want to do. So anyway, the way that I have a good day is I wake up, I have a quiet time, I pray, I read my Bible, and then I think about how I'm going to change the world. And I know that sounds trite. I learned a long time ago. I wake up every morning and I tell myself, I've done nothing. I've accomplished nothing. And what am I going to do today that's going to motivate and inspire the people around me? I mean, that's my personality. You really didn't get that on Survivor, because maybe there's no place for a coach on Survivor. That's a quote from Brendan. Maybe there's no place. But in my life, I've got a symphony that's got 60 people. I've changed this town that I live in. I coach a college soccer team and have 30 guys that are underneath me. I started an academy of music because they cut all the music in the schools around here. I'm doing that for free. We had 18 students last semester. We've got 72 students this semester. I've given back to the community every single day that I can, because that's what motivates me. And, you know, the funny thing is that when you give to people around you and you give of yourself, I'm not talking about, you know, give a bum a dollar, or, you know, go and volunteer at the soup kitchen because you think it's going to make you feel better, or go give penance at church. I'm talking about investing yourself in other people, where you have to sacrifice on a daily basis to people around you. When you do that, you get it back tenfold. And it's amazing how blessed your life will be. Not by financial means. I've never pursued money, never played Survivor for $1 million, never will play it for $1 million, won't sell my soul for that money. Nobody can get me to do anything contrary to my integrity that I have in terms of anything, but especially money. But when you give back to those people, you will be so blessed in your life. You will be richly abundant, more than you can imagine. So that's all I got for you guys. Sorry, I had to have a coach moment there, and that was it.
Well, he absolutely said thank you.
You just blew my mind up, and I'm learning some of that technique right now, because with the condition I'm dealing with, I'm having to wake up in the morning and meditate and before I go to bed, and even during the daytime, even before I do the show, Coach, you know what I do? I sit here for about 15 minutes, and I just shut my eyes. I just meditate, and I just take deep breaths. And like today, when I went to start the show, I had a business single, and I had some mess ups. And it just, if I didn't have that quiet time. So thank you for calling in. I know we all are saying thank you. The chat room is saying thank you. we can't wait to have you again on the show for a long another like this kind of chat. I'd love to hear what you think about tonight's show. Ben, you want to say goodnight? Paul and Cherry, I'll let you guys say goodnight.
Yes, good night, Coach. Thank you very much for calling in. Very inspirational, and I definitely, like Ron, cannot wait to have you back on the show again.
Awesome. I look forward to being on the show, too. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Cherry, you want to say goodnight?
Coach, it's been an absolute pleasure. Everyone in the chat room wanted to thank you for that last answer. The girl that asked the question wanted to especially thank you for answering her question. It's been a great pleasure talking with you tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Thank you,
and
guys.
Paul.
Hey, Coach. Okay. I will echo what everybody else is saying, and thank you for blessing us with how this show has ended. You gave such wonderful, insightful, and sage advice. Thank you, and hurry back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be praying for you guys. I'll be praying for you guys, and especially you, man. I'll be praying that you can get through this and that it'll make you a better, stronger person.
It already is. It already is.
Awesome.
God bless you, man.
Okay, you too, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
Enjoy
the
driver.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Okay. Paul, I always hang up on somebody, and then you. Paul, I'll take him off the air. You hang up. Okay?
Am I on?
I always hit the on air. You hang up the button if you want to hang him.
Well, I didn't touch anyone this time.
Oh, okay. Because he came back to live. Oh, maybe it was my fault. We were having fun tonight, though. And, Paul, you did a great job. Thank you for doing the screeners.
Thank you, Paul.
Over there. Give everyone – I tweeted this today, too. Give everyone a thank you to Paul because he's learning, and I know it's going to be hard because switchboard can be tricky at times.
No.
What?
I said, no kidding. All these times when you were talking on the air about your switchboard, I certainly can see what you were speaking of because it can get tricky sometimes. And I will apologize if I accidentally click on the wrong one. The numbers are constantly moving, and it's like, wait a minute, that number was in a different spot before.
Yeah, that's why you missed it. I scored you on the air. As a joke, you know, I was laughing when I was doing it. But when you picked up Cherry, I'm like, why are you taking Cherry to this greedy room? I was like, okay. Paul, the next thing was I want to say thank you to Ben. He's really been putting out lots out there and picking up these callers and the people coming on. Thank you. And Cherry, and again, I tweeted this most of this stuff today, and I want you guys to make sure you do this too, is say thank you to Cherry because she's really been doing a great job in the chat room and moderating in the chat room and asking chat questions. And say thank you to them and make sure you tell them how much you appreciate them. These three have really become key parts of the show. Jen Frog, we're going to start using her. And as I've been saying for the past month now, if you want to be part of the show and help out in certain areas, you know, let me know, talk to me. There's some places that we could use you at. I need as much help as I can with my health issues and everything. I do want to say this. If you haven't watched Survivor real quick, I don't want to stay here too long. If you haven't watched Survivor, leave this show right now. Leave it. Because I want to talk for a couple minutes since I did go 2 hours on the show and we're all having a good time. But what the fucking great show that was tonight. Was that not the best show ever?
It was a great show.
I'm gonna jump up. I haven't seen it. I'm just coming into town, just making it home now, so I'm gonna jump off here because I don't wanna get any spoilers. I won't get to watch it till tomorrow at this point, but just want to say thanks, Ron, for the accolades, and Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about Ben. But anyways, I wanted just to real quick go through it in just the last few minutes. Let's hang up on him.
Me?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I just didn't want him to hear it in case he forgot to. Okay. Oh, wow, my gosh. The tribal council was one of the best tribal councils ever. The fact that Philip called out these two guys, what do you think?
It was amazing. I tell you.
I mean, if you guys want to call in real quick, too, and talk about this, too. I mean, we can talk for, I don't want to stay too long, but I mean, what?
That hidden idol was hidden for the least amount of time ever, I think.
No, Russell caught it pretty fast, too.
But, I mean, it was outed.
I mean,
it was outed
okay.
to the entire group fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm not a fan of Philip.
Absolutely
but
not.
But what he did was amazing.
That's what I meant by not being hidden. I mean, it was outed to the entire group in the least amount of time ever, I think.
Though I do think Christina's pretty hot. Isn't it her name, the one with the red? Isn't it?
Yeah. You know what, Ron? As I do, I start writing down things and making notes, and I normally don't pick who, you know, might be my favorites, but it was... I think about the time that she was fishing, Christina was fishing through the box there, I thought, oh, I think she might be somebody good. And I thought, you know, might last a long time. And seems like Boston Rob is kind of liking her gameplay. So I put a check mark saying I think she'll be around a long time. And I'm sorry, I think I might have cursed her because she...
Yeah, because you know what? I was doing the same thing. I was doing the same thing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. What happened? I mean, I liked her, though. I think I liked her boobs. I'll be honest. I want to say the first men's so shot. I think her breasts are pretty beautiful, too, just want you guys to know. And I can't believe I just said that. Paul, you don't have to screen them. I know who they are. Okay. But, Michelle, are you going to call me out?
I'm dying. I've been dying to talk.
Wait, Paul, who is the poor one? Go ahead, talk.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah, first of all, Philip and his underoos and saying he's a federal agent, like, if he was so good at it, he would know to shut the F up because that was ridiculous. I mean, that guy showed paranoia from, like, the get-go. Christina should have went with her gut instincts as a law student. She needs to go to school more often. And Francesca, oh, my God, she so got railroaded. She so knew that not to do it, and she got sucked in anyway. So, hopefully...
See, I wasn't a fan of any of those three anyways. See, I'll be honest with you. I want Boston Rob to take that group of girls. And
yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, I mean, obviously you want people that, you know, that will help him because we're such fans of him and we know him for so many episodes, you know, and so many seasons and stuff. So we have a more rapport with him as viewers and fans.
I just want him to be Russell, too.
Well, yeah, I don't like – I'm not a Russell fan. Sorry, Jen. Sorry, Jen. But, you know, I just didn't like it when, you know, he would, like, talk to the camera and, like, really bash the chicks the way he did. It's okay. You can have gameplay. But when it's the camera time, you really need to, like, man up and not pussy down. So, sorry about that.
But, no, I think so. What he did, though, was great. He saved Rob's neck. I mean, he saved it, and also, though, French, I felt sorry for her, though, because she was casualty to a war.
Big
but,
time.
I still like to see Christina on the island, like I already said.
I'm kind of fascinated with her body.
I don't think that they're going to, I think that they're not going to get rid of her.
She's pretty, too. She's, well, I don't know, I just.
They're not going to get rid of her. She has
really
the idol.
And she's smart, too. I mean,
she's
I
described
she's
as a pit bull, by the way.
Right. Right.
Okay,
well,
what do you think about the Child of Poverty and Russell, the little black-headed girl over there on Russell's side? The girl that Russell's...
Oh, the one that she goes, like,
name.
I'm going to stare at him, and then this way he knows that we're going to make eye contact, and then he's going to, like, bond with me. He bonds with every single chick on his tribe every single time and separates and say, final two, final two, final two, final two. If you know his gameplay already, then... It's not like anything that you need to know. You know, he's going to do that.
Her name's Stephanie.
That's it.
Yes, Stephanie. Though, but I believe Stephanie calls herself the proud little child of Poverty and Russell. That, you know,
is that
what,
her claim?
You know, she calls her. That's her claim right now. That she's a little bit of both. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Cindy, you're up on the line too. Cindy, I brought you up. We're just going to panel discussion this for about 9 minutes, you know, a couple more minutes. So, what did you think about tonight's show? Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was
calling.
Hey, Cindy.
You were talking to me. Hi, I'm Michelle.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm just wondering why they didn't vote. Now, I don't know what her name is, though. The woman with the idol out tonight. I would have voted.
They knew that she had it.
But
so
they had enough
her,
votes to vote her out.
She
yes,
didn't use it.
Keep her around. You keep her around. Because if by chance someone does backfire. And,
but now
and
they have to fight that
thing.
Idol again, though.
No, she didn't.
Yeah,
no, she didn't use it.
I know, but she still has it. That's why I would have gotten rid of her tonight instead of the other girl.
No, because then somebody
no,
else would
no,
be able
no,
to...
No, 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 no. No, you get rid of her partner in crime.
Right.
You know, you get rid of her partner in crime because if she would have played it, you know, then whoever came in second would have... Now they know she has it, okay? So you...
I understand they knew she had it before they voted, but and who's going to trust Phil now?
I'm Cindy. I kind of get where you're coming from, but I also wonder the dynamic of them all agreeing before they go into tribal council who they're going to vote for, and I'm wondering if they say, you know, we can't change our votes. I'm thinking maybe I should, but no, I already told these people who are
right,
gone.
They promised Rob that they would, the girls were voting for one, the guys were voting for another. But who's gonna trust Phil? I don't know.
Say what you just said in the chat room.
What did they just say in the chat room?
Michelle said
that, I said that now they can go after Phil, and they're going to keep the idol in the open.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but do they want to get rid of Strength? I can't stand Phil.
No. Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter because they still can use him later on if he happens to survive at Redemption Island. The whole thing is that they don't want to ruin the dynamics of what they could have. So you kind of get rid of the trouble in the beginning, then you stay with Strength, and then you get rid of the Strength later, and you go
with... All right, but think about tonight's competition. That tribe had fewer guys than the other tribe, and it
right,
was
they
obvious
need-
that they could push those things easier. They're going to look at that competition and say, you know, we hate this guy, Phil, but...
They have to keep him for his muscles.
My guns are bigger than his. Are you kidding me? That was ridiculous.
Cherry,
I got
you
bigger
think?
Biceps than him. What the heck was that?
Hey, let's ask Cherry what she thinks.
I think
Cherry,
he's a loose cannon. I don't know how long they may keep him simply for his strength and challenges. I think he's going to be a hard one to keep around simply because of his personality. They're not going to put up with him telling them what to do and, you know, screaming, you know, I used to be a federal agent, and
5 minutes after the show started, I was ready to friggin' hit him with a
chainsaw. Okay, I want to know from the girls up here on the panel who was, like, sweating over his underwear.
I was hoping that he would drop out.
Before the tribal council, Kevin would have been excited.
I tweeted that his red or fuchsia underwear practically falling off was the biggest threat I saw on Survivor so far.
I laughed my butt off.
Can you imagine if he
like
makes
Kevin
it to the end of the show? It's going to be falling out because he's going to lose tons of weight.
Oh, my goodness. That was just horrid.
I want to know what Kevin thought.
I hope it shrivels up by that time, and I hope it's not that long anyway. I mean, whatever.
It didn't look that huge anyways.
wait here. I got to do this, guys. Wait. I got to do this, okay? Just give me a second. I got to do this, Cliff.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, but for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Yes, disclaimer.
I had to put a disclaimer up there.
Good one, Rad.
You need to put hazards in the chat room for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I will tell you right now, When Phillip started to talk, I mean, like I told you guys, I was having chest pains because I was hurting tonight. Okay,
you were having palpitations because he couldn't breathe and say Francesca's name right.
That was hysterical. No, I was relating to him on that. So that didn't bother me.
Thank goodness,
let me see if I can say it. Francesca. Do I say it right? Francesca?
Five times.
Oh, Rod, cracking me up, bud.
No, but listen to me. I was sitting here hurting a little bit, and then that started to happen. Oh, my gosh. I just couldn't stop laughing. And I was trying not to spoil Twitter, just for anybody that, you know, was wondering why I wasn't tweeting during the show. I was trying to be nice because I had lots of followers. And I just couldn't help myself but put laughing my ass up. Like, oh, my gosh, that was the best. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he called him out. And then and she played dumb for a second there, and I was like,
they played dumb for the whole thing. They still really didn't admit it, but Rob knew what was going on, so he called them out on it. You know,
yeah,
Rob has been playing this game for a long time.
Didn't Rob? I loved Rob's antic.
Give me the idol.
Yeah, give me the idol.
Give me
she
the idol.
You can stay.
I have to say that was one ballsy move on Christina for not using it. I love the way the camera zoomed in on her hands.
Right.
I tell you,
Did anybody notice the question mark on the back of Phillip's thing?
Yes.
It says former case special agent question mark.
Yeah.
Because
did you see that?
Yeah.
What on the bottom when they say what his name is?
Yes.
Oh really? I still have it on TiVo. I have to go and look. I think that just because he was saying it, I wasn't even paying attention to what was down on the bottom. I was like, really? You think it's that big of a deal? You're on an island with a bunch of people.
I couldn't get over the guy's eyes when he was talking to them. They like closed.
Yeah.
They were beady.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was a great Survivor premiere. I think that it's going to be hard for them to not keep it going. They're going to have incredible ratings. And my thing with Redemption Island is that
I think that's going to be awesome.
So do I. I think that Francesca is going to have an advantage. She's the first one there. She's going to have territorial rights. She's going to be able to figure out things on her own. The next person
I think she's
going
to find something there, too, to help her.
I don't know.
She's
going to
know what the challenge is so she can, like, practice all week or something.
My question is, and Cherry, maybe we can ask you this. Let's ask Cherry. Cherry's being quiet over there, so I keep on trying to bring her into this conversation.
I'm sorry, I have a big
what
mouth.
Do you...
Cherry's
no,
mouth
okay.
is dry. She's getting treatment for it.
That was too funny. He's getting treatment for his dry mouth. Cut it out. You're in the middle.
I can't say right because my mouth is dry. Well, you can call everybody else out, okay?
I'm now speechless. The question I was going to ask just went over my head because Michelle. Oh, like, give me a second now. I got to think it. I lost it. My ADD. Oh, fuck.
Redemption Island? Does that help?
I'm glad you brought that being treated for his dry mouth. That I forgot. That's hilarious.
Kevin will help him with his dry mouth, I'm sure.
I'm trying to think about... No, it wasn't about Redemption. Was it about Redemption Island? It might have been about Redemption Island. See, I think the first person over there... Well, I know what it was. See, I think... Okay, over there on Redemption Island, they're only bringing one person back to the game.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, maybe there will be, like, a hidden immunity over there.
It's
got to
be a direction. It's got to be something.
It's going to be changing every week because it's going to the challenge has got to be fair to both people that are there. You know, so it has to be more, like if it's a guy and a girl, like if a guy goes next, regardless of what team they're from.
Right.
You know, it has to be more like.
Puzzle-minded type.
Right.
But then you saw in the preview them belting each other.
Well, that's, no. Those, what they show is, I think, the production team doing their test of it.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure that those are any of the cast members that are on there because they do that all the time.
Okay, but here's what I'm thinking, guys, and let me throw this out to you. What if next week they put the twist? You know, now that they're doing this Redemption Island, the war challenges might be a little less than they might do the war challenges and tribal at the same time. So what if they kind of flip-flop the show around a little bit for us next week, and they start out with a tribal challenge, war challenge, and they vote someone off before the show is over with, and we'll see the first actual Redemption Island next week at the end.
I think that they're going to pace it in between. Honestly, like next week will be just like a regular show, and I think that the following week... We'll be able to see the like the challenge at
you,
Redemption
Michelle.
Island.
I don't know. I have a feeling it will change production a little bit, or it will change how they run the show a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. But I don't think next week.
No, I think they're gonna make us wait to see it. We'll probably see a lot of Redemption Island. Like we'll see clips of her by herself, but that's it.
Well,
yeah,
I think
they're going to want to see it, show us what it's all about. They're going to want to catch us, and they're going to catch us. I wouldn't be surprised if they one time send two people over there to one show.
I don't think they have enough footage to do that. That they can take that chance to lose their fan base.
Yeah.
People will get pissed off at that.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's two things that I was surprised at, having gotten used to seeing certain things in every season. First was we never got to see how those teams were picked at the beginning. They just were already
appeared.
They were already formed. And then the other thing that I always look for, because we don't know until the person kicked out does their little
the day after interview and
they never showed who voted for who.
No, it's going to be up tonight on the CBS website. It's usually like after the show airs on the West Coast because I usually snag them and post them. So,
yeah, but they usually show it on TV, and they didn't tonight.
Not all. They only showed Rob's. They showed Rob's, and they showed Christina, who she was voting for. They showed Francesca, who she was voting for.
No, but at the end of the show,
but
before
what
they show the clips for the next week, they usually show it
every season, they say coming up next week, and right after they show previews of next week, they end with the eviction.
Show exit interview. Everyone's votes, right?
Right, but they're not going to break.
Yeah, they showed that.
But they didn't show. They didn't show everybody's last season or the season before.
Maybe they're not doing that because of Redemption Island.
They're only going to show their tribal vote, what they say when they're voting. That's it for now.
And
then when they start going to the Ponderosa, then they'll do all their voting, and then the final words, and then their day after.
We need to call it the quits, and because there's only 4 minutes left, and I wanted to make a quick announcement. And
well, this was fun.
And everything. So we need
call the chat room outside.
I just have one quick question, Ron. Do you have a tip jar?
A what?
Tip jar.
Tip jar?
What's a tip jar?
Never mind.
Oh, you mean a donation button?
Yes, that would be it.
Yeah, go to theradrealityshow.com, and there's a donation button on my webpage. For PayPal.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send you the link.
Thank you, Michelle. You're a doll.
All right, you're welcome, hon.
Bye, guys. It's been
Bye,
fun.
Sandy.
Wait, you guys can stay up on the phone line. I just wanted to make a couple announcements. Tomorrow night's going to be huge. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be so, I think it's going to be so big that I'm afraid we're not going to be able to handle it.
How about your screen?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I'm just joking. Paul, you've been doing a great job. So even if I crack jokes about it, you're doing a great job. And Cherry, I don't know how many chat questions we're going to get when somebody does pop up, but, you know, if they have a chat question, maybe I will throw one in a way, because I'm afraid we're going to get a lot of multiple guests at the same time, because I know we tell them certain times,
uh-huh.
And then sometimes, and it is 10 to midnight, And don't be surprised if we don't have a little hangover. Last year we had a hangover.
You had a virtual hangover?
No, like we'll go longer in the podcast.
Oh.
So it should be fun. 2 years anniversary. I might even give a prize away. I don't know. I got something we can figure out. We can give away. I might wait till next week to start doing that kind of stuff, but it should be fun. I can tell you some names that have said they were going to call in, but don't quote me. Cal from Big Brother 8. We've had Cowboy from Survivor. We have Coach Wade said he was going to call back. We have, help me guys, that saw the list. Rennie, I think, maybe be calling in. Casey, Paul, do you remember anybody else?
By the way, happy birthday,
Tracy.
You listen, but I can look them up, but I'm also the type that likes to keep it as a surprise.
No, we don't need to look up because we don't have long time. But I mean, we have lots of people, and I talked to Michelle about doing a big surprise for y'all. But I just wanted to give them a little piece of what might have happened, and then. Saturday, the same kind of show, 2 hours from 8 to 10. But tonight, it was a great show. And thank you guys for coming. This is the last show for season 2 of the Rad Reality Show. And tomorrow night, we start a new season, season 3. And thank you for all who came in. And I'm going to quit off the show with a song, and something that I can say that it's truly, I say thank you to y'all. my son ain't working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so great, and I love you all. We thank you. We thank you for coming to the show. And don't forget to buy a calendar. They're only $25. Now there's only a couple left. And we... Okay, fuck. I couldn't get the switchboard to work. Y'all there?
Yeah, that was wrong.
I didn't want to interrupt that gorgeous
I know.
Yeah, I was kind of... I looked up on the switchboard and it said no longer streaming. I thought, thank God.
Yeah, me too, actually.
That was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I waited all night for Survivor to talk. You have no idea.
Thank you.
I was so glad that I did have it set for 2 hours because I wanted to talk so bad about it, too. But I couldn't do it while people that didn't even know the show was in the chat room, and Coach Wayne and Kevin was West Coast and West Coasters, and so it was like every time I almost wanted to tell Kevin, and I'll just tell you right now, Kevin is the funniest BBer ever, or one of the funniest BBR ever. I never laugh, and he really did hurt my virgin gay ears.
When he talked about Brendan?
No, when he was talking about
Coach.
Man.
I loved it. I loved his mad crush.
I did too.
It was great.
Yeah, I just think it's so funny.
I got to share a little thing. When I clicked on to screen Coach's call, and I said, there's somebody that wants to say hi to you. Do you know Kevin from Big Brother? He goes, oh, yeah. So it was cool.
Definitely was cool.
Hey, you know what? You know what I love is when we have stuff like that, when we see two shows that are that they call in at the same time. And they've never talked to each other, and they get to talk to each other for the first time on the show.
It is cool.
It is cool, and I really am. Stuff like that impresses me. And
this really did fly by, Ron. And thank you so much for the great show. This was fun.
I agree.
It was a great show.
I can't believe it's been 2 years, guys.
Well, let's start off the third one with you with a blast. I'm like so psyched and happy for you. You actually were sounding so ecstatic coming across on the airwaves. So, Ron, I mean, honestly, you know, however it is that you...
I was feeling shitty today all day, guys. And what Coach Wade said to me made me blossom. Just, you know, that he had enough respect for us, you know, like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And Michelle, I hear you. Thank you. And you know, I got a question. I've been wanting to... Oh, no, never mind. I've been thinking about doing it after the podcast is over with, or after the show's over with, maybe doing, like, a fast, Ron's thought of the day for the people that listen to the podcast. But I got to think about that. But, man, this season has been great. We had some great... chatters. We've had some great times. We've had some good times. We've had some bad times. And I can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, I'm hoping that it goes without a hiccup. And if you do have hiccups,
usually does.
You know, if you have hiccups, just make sure your music works.
Nah, it's just Paul needs to learn to make sure he doesn't take people that aren't supposed to be screened.
As Coach so put it so well, you just, shit happened,
move on.
No, I'm joking with you, buddy.
I know you are.
I know you need to get your eye prescription better, you know. You know that you, you know, you're up in age.
My old man's magnifying glass. What do you mean? No.
And talk to you guys later.
All right,
Ron. Thanks. Have a good night. All right.
Ron.
All right. Bye, Terry. Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.